And we're back with today's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. Always our favorite day, Bonnie. Sort of begins the weekend for us.
Yes.
And of course, today we have Linda Gassenheimer with us, chef, author, and syndicated columnist. And it's our popular restaurant roundabout hour, our call-in program, and we'll get the lowdown on the scene in South Florida. Welcome to you, Linda.
Nice to be here with you. And as you mentioned, very popular program. There's always so much news in South Florida on the restaurant scene. And we have Jen Koretnik is here. She's going to help us and fill us in. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Welcome, Jen.
Thanks, Linda.
Great to have you, as always.
As always.
And Jan Norris is publisher of JanNorris.com. Excuse me. It's a website covering food and Florida. She's not here in person because she's on jury duty, but she sent us her latest information, so we'll have that news. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any tips or a restaurant treasure to share with us? Maybe it's a mom-and-pop place or great food. Give us a call, 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Call us with your restaurant treasures.
Or you can email radio at WLRN.org, radio at WLRN.org, or you can tweet us at Topical Currents.
And we're taking all of that information right now. Lots of ways to get on the show. And, of course, our favorite wine columnist is with us. Fred Tasker is here by Skype. He gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that you can read in today's Miami Herald. And also, you can read Fred Tasker's wine column in today's Herald. Fred, are we going to drink today, or shouldn't I ask?
You shouldn't ask. We are going to talk about a nifty white wine that is neither Chardonnay nor Sauvignon Blanc. Something new.
Okay. Well, interesting. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about openings and closings. There's been so many. Lots of new restaurants, established ones with a new look, a new face, and ever-present chefs changing venues. And here it's one I was at recently, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. It's called Bula or Bulia Gastro Bar. That's in Coral Gables. A complete new look. What used to be Poor Finn. Has a very hip bar, come tapas restaurant with a new menu. And then they also included some of their old popular selections. That's on Ponce in Coral Gables. And by the way, all the restaurants we mentioned today are going to be on the blog at dinnerinminutes.com. So if you didn't get them down, we'll have them there. Now, if you're looking for a special occasion or just a delicious dining experience, try the Copper Box. Have you been there, Jen?
I have not been there yet, but I've heard wonderful things about it.
Well, they bill it as an Epicurean dining room. And it's like eating in somebody's home, but there's no attitude, which is nice. They take reservations only on Thursdays and Saturdays, and the rest of the time it's open for private dining, private functions. Now, it's a little pricey because it's a fixed price of $125, but that covers all your alcohol and all of your food in a very private atmosphere. And it's hidden away on North Miami Avenue. The only sign is a copper entrance door.
North Miami Avenue and what?
It's 3328.
So just south of 36th Street, then.
I guess so. But it's around the corner.
Well, I could use up the whole $125.
Oh, Fred. Well, and I was going to say, you know, if it's just like home, I get a lot of attitude at home. I don't know if I want to go.
Well, you won't there. Mokato. That serves Asian Japanese food with flair. It's located at the Bell Harbor Shops. You can get sushi, whole roasted branzino, Kobe beef. It's a very, very wide selection, very relaxed atmosphere. And I have to tell you to save room for dessert because I had their fruit Tobin Yaki. This is fruit mango sorbet, homemade marshmallows, all in a white chocolate sauce.
We never make it that far. We eat so much when we go there, we never make it to dessert.
You have to stay with me, Jen.
I don't know, Linda. I think you can out-eat me at this point.
Well, Linda starts with the dessert and then goes on to the entrees.
Thank you, Fred.
How do you make homemade marshmallows?
With great ease or with great difficulty. It's mostly sugar
and oil, right?
No, it's
egg whites.
Sugar and egg whites.
Sugar and egg whites.
The mallow is a plant, though.
No.
Marshmallow, yeah.
I don't think that's
It's sugar and egg whites.
It's a reed. Anyway, forget
fine.
I'm going to Google something.
Okay. You go ahead, Fred. But Old Standby, and I want to mention this because we always talk about all these new places and we don't talk about the Old Standbys. I was at lunch the other day at S&S Diner.
Oh, I've been going there for decades.
Decades and decades, since the Depression. Well, not you. it's at 2nd Avenue at 17th Street. And it's comfort food. With rock-bottom prices, they even have free parking in the back. I was surprised to find that there. It's a little dive. It's only a lunch counter that runs in a horseshoe shape around the kitchen. Try it for a quick downtown lunch. It's a slice of Miami history. That's only part of my story. Jen, tell us what's going on.
Well, it's funny. You know, speaking of like these little places, there's this new place called Soy, S-O-I, and it's gourmet Chinese delivery. And it really doesn't do anything but, you know, deliver your food. It's got a couple of tables outside for lunch, but there's no interior.
And where is it located?
I'm trying to remember the exact location. Maybe somebody can call in and remind me. It's off downtown, and it's not in a great area. So, you know, when you go there, you're thinking, I think it's Overtown, actually.
So you just Google SOI.
Google SOI. And the team there is fantastic.
We went in.
Okay, great. We went in just for a quick meal, and we were sort of astonished about how good the food was.
Great.
And you know Chinese food is in desperate straits in Miami. You never get good stuff. So that's one place. But we've largely had, I think, an Italian renaissance. You know, we've had a number of Italian restaurants open, and they're coming over from Florence, like Fuori da Qua, and there's Cipriani. That's been, you know, if you don't know the history of Cipriani, Harry's Bar, which is the same family, created the Bellini. So I'm forever grateful to that. And I think Fred probably is too.
Soy is 645 Northwest 20th Street.
Okay, great.
So, Fred, what's in a Bellini?
Peach nectar and the way they usually make it now, Prosecco, although you could use champagne.
Mm. Yeah, it's
delicious.
That's
what they feed the starlets. The producers feed the starlets at the Venice Film Festival.
Oh, that's important information. Thank you.
Aren't you glad to know that?
Yes, very glad. Thanks.
Very obscure.
All right. And what
but
else?
They really are very good.
And where's Cipriani located?
Cipriani is in the back of the building, the Viceroy, which is like hotel and residences. And it's more like in the residence section. It's right on the water.
Near Brickell?
Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
Okay.
And it's sort of designed like a ship. So you get that cruising feel. And it's really quite beautiful inside, too.
Okay. Great. Well, let's give out our number again. That's 800-743-9576. Maybe you want to dispute Jen on her take on Chinese food.
I don't think anybody's going to dispute the fact that we have no good Chinese food here.
I couldn't agree more.
Very little. I mean, there is like Tony Chan's and a couple of other places where tropical, you know, somebody will call in about tropical.
Right.
But compared to other places where there are very large Chinese populations and you have a Chinatown and all of that.
Our producer says that we had an accidental drop of a caller named Rhiannon and Davey. So just go ahead and call back and we'll put you at the head of the list.
And we have a tweet and an email, Linda.
Okay. Well, do you want to go on that now? Or
you want to do the tweet?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Curtis. And Curtis says, Aromas del Perú. Do you know that?
Yep.
And Amici's in the Hammocks.
Well, say that again, Aromas.
Aromas del Perú.
Oh, it's Peruvian.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
And Amici's in the Hammocks.
Okay. It doesn't say anything about it. Oh, it's a tweet.
It's a tweet.
I think we have time just for a quick email. Go
okay.
Ahead.
The best pizza around, this is, no name, comes from Vito's Gourmet Pizza in Coral Springs near Atlantic and University. Mostly takeout, but they have a few tables, friendly staff, reasonably priced, hot and cold subs, and garlic rolls to die for.
Oh, wow.
Well, if they're garlic rolls to die for, you're probably a vampire because they'll kill you. I've had very good pizza lately, too, at Evio's, which is in North Miami. Comes out of the oven crisp as you could please and just meltingly delicious.
Where's that?
It's around 130th Street on Biscayne Boulevard.
Evios?
Evios.
Okay, well, we're going to take your calls as soon as we come back from our break. The phone number is 800-743-9576. If you have a mom and pop or a treasure that you want to talk to us about or a good Chinese restaurant. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We'll take a short break and be right back. And it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurant scene. Giving us the latest news is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And now I'm going to tell you what Jan Norris, who is a restaurant critic from Palm Beach County and publisher of Jan Norris, that's NORRIS.com, a website covering food and Florida. She sent in her picks because she's on jury duty. And I was very sad to see what she sent me, because there were so many closings. There's Stephanie's in Boca Raton near the mall at Executive Center Circle. That's closed. And she says the restaurant on Glades Road, notice for its muscle bar, will become Madison's, a slightly upscale American diner.
Oh, that's kind of sad. You know, my in-laws really enjoyed Stefan's. And what was really interesting, I thought, is that the general manager sent a note out via email to all of his customers on his list, saying how disappointed they were to be closing and that they hope to be doing something else and see you all soon. So wow. I thought it was actually very, very polite and pleasant, and you never get that.
No, they just close and leave you hanging.
Yeah, they just and wondering.
Right. Nestor's, a long-time tradition among the Jewish delis in Boca, has closed. And Tony Wu's Steak and Seafood closed in its Boca property. Spokesperson there said the business in the Barracasaway location had slowed, so they closed it. Their Doway branch is still open. Another closure, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this, Ovanella. Ovanella's closed at Royal Palm Plaza. But here's a new one that she loved, and she said, Jen Norris told me she was there last night for dinner, and it's called Bad Ragaz, or Ragaz Hall and Beer Garden. And she said, it has personal tap tables. I don't know what she means by that exactly. You give the bartender your fixed amount of money, and they turn on the taps, and there are three taps at each table.
Yeah, it's like going to the gas station. You know, I'll take $30
worth. So is this a German place?
It's European, German beer. And their motto, this is their motto, I'm quoting them, get your damn beer here.
Well, you know, I like a lot of these self-serve things. We have those Enomatic wine machines that are self-serve, and you just, you know, buy a certain amount on a card, and you can go around and try all the different ones. So this sounds, you know, a little similar. I wouldn't have a problem serving myself.
Okay.
Boy, beer is getting as snooty as wine these days, huh?
Yeah, it's a shame. I like the craft beer movement, but, you know, you don't want it to get too snooty.
Yeah.
Well, here's some news I was surprised at, and that's 3030 Ocean, where we know that Chef Dean Max has left 3030 Ocean at the Harbor Beach Marriott in Fort Lauderdale. But his former right-hand chef, Paula Da Silva, is taking over. Now, she's been most recently at and done very, very well with a lot of accolades from 1500 Degrees.
Yeah, and that's where they also had the Hell's Kitchen tryouts, auditions.
Right, so...
Which, well, wasn't she some top chef or...
She's been all over the news,
right,
television, and done
right.
Very well. Well, let's go to the calls. We've got a lot of them here. Let's go to Louis, line two. Hello, Louis. Thanks for waiting. You're on air.
Louis.
Is it Louis?
Yes. My question is about a restaurant called The Chart House. It's on South Bayshore Drive in Coconut Grove.
Of course. Many years.
It's been open for over 27 years, and I've been hearing gossip that it's closing. I just was wondering if you know anything in reference to that restaurant closing.
I haven't heard anything about it closing, but you know,
one of a small chain.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, there's been a lot going on about that whole area because, you know, there's Scotty's there, mm-hmm. Scotty's Landing,
right,
which is such a popular local
and the
place.
And the leases with the city.
And the lease with the cities, and they want to build an enormous complex there. So perhaps that's what might happen. We don't know the answer. That's all I can tell you, Luis.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to line one, Andre. Hello, Andre.
Hey,
you're on the
you?
Air.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to mention is that, you know, you guys are talking about restaurants, and there's this new service in Boca Raton, Florida, that allows people to order delivery online. So instead of, you know, how you usually have to, you're limited to only ordering food from or delivery from Chinese or pizza, this place lets you pick from like 60 different restaurants, and you can actually click on the menus and, you know, select your options.
Andre, it sounds really interesting. What's the name of the place?
It's called foodoozle.com.
How is it? Say that again.
Foodoozle.com. It's foodoozle.com.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, it's a pretty neat service.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that information.
Thank you.
Let's go to line, what, four? Go ahead. Robert in Miami, you're on the air.
Robert.
Robert, you're up.
The birds are singing.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Robert.
Well, okay. No, I'd just like to mention there's a little restaurant down in the Perrine, Cutler Bay area. It's a little mom-and-pop place called Asian Fusion Cafe. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
But it's,
yeah.
Oh, okay. It's excellent food. It's the owner is from Thailand. And it's very, you know, everyone who comes in is treated like family. And they've been there about 7 years, I think. The main cook, everyone calls him Uncle. And people who are regulars always stick their head in the kitchen and say hi to Uncle. And every time I've been there, I've never heard of anyone that didn't rave about
okay.
Food.
What's your favorite dish?
Oh, I don't know. They have really good pad thai. And she does sushi. And the curries are excellent, too. The yellow curry.
Is this in a complex, or is it standalone building?
No, it's in a complex. It's right on like on 170th. It's where US 1 is kind of divided. So it's on the northbound side of US 1.
So is that Lan, L-A-N, Pan Asian Cafe?
No, it's called Asian Fusion.
That's the name.
That's different from
Asian
that one.
Fusion
okay.
Cafe,
yeah.
Huh?
Hmm. Okay.
We'll have to check
Thank
it out.
You very much, Robert. Thanks for that. Let's go
okay.
Line 5. Go ahead, Michael in Pembroke Pines.
Yeah, very interesting. We enjoy 30-30. I'm curious to see how will it be different, if it be different at all. You guys are talking about Chinese food. Now, I'm far from an expert on Chinese food, but we've been going to a place in Fort Lauderdale that's been around for decades called Christine Wan's on North Federal Highway, about 7 blocks north of the tunnel. And we find it very popular, very clean, very fresh, and the service staff to be extremely knowledgeable.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, so. I've been there. It's pretty good.
Whatever happened to Christine Lee's, Jen?
Christine Lee's went to Gulfstream after several moves, and that's the last time I've eaten at Christine Lee's.
It's still there?
I
used to go there on the beach.
You know, I would go there quite often, actually, when it was in one of the hotels, and then it moved across the street to a strip mall, and then took a little break, and now it's up in Gulfstream.
Okay, our number is 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Call with your mom-and-pop treasures. We'd love to hear about it. Do we have an email?
Yeah, we do. This is from Hugh. He's recommending Hot and Soul. Hot in the letter N, Soul. Southwest corner of Oakland Park Boulevard and Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. It's in a shopping center. It's owned and operated by a super friendly young couple who both graduated from culinary schools and spent time in New Orleans working for Emeril Lagasse and international soul food, but they emphasize seafood with Cajun influence and comfort food with various island influences. So it's called Hot and Soul.
International soul food. That sounds
interesting.
I'm not sure quite what that means, but that sounds really interesting.
See if we can find the menu on the web. Let's go to line 6. Michelle, hello, Michelle. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to make a recommendation for a really good Chinese restaurant called King Palace Chinese Barbecue.
Sorry, and what's the first name?
King's Palace.
King's Palace
mm-hmm. Chinese Barbecue. And once again, it's on 167th Street, 330 Northeast 167th Street. I go there probably once a week. My husband's Chinese American. He owned a Chinese restaurant with his family. And that's the only place we're allowed to go, unfortunately or fortunately.
There's a lot of Chinese groceries and such in that
yeah,
area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like our own little version of Chinatown.
Where is that again?
167th Street, sort of closer to the It's close to the highway, close to 95.
And west of the mall.
Right.
Okay. Right, right. And it's right off 195. If you go off 95, head east, and it's on the right-hand side, and it's 330 Northeast 167th. But I think that they have really good food from the Chinese menu. That's where I would order from.
Yes.
All right. We'll
I agree.
Have to try
I haven't
that
been
one.
There in a while.
Okay. So, Jen, okay. Are you
well, you're
going to
have quite a
opinion?
List for the,
no.
for the website, Linda. You're going to have quite a list.
Right. All of these would be listed on the dinnerinminutes.com on the blog. We'll put that up there.
Maybe, Jen, you know about this. I heard 110 North or North 110 is opening again. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
That's every where Dewey Lasasso used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's still at the Forge, but every time I drive by there, it still has that lease sign up. So
I just heard recently that it was going to open again.
So I would be delighted.
Maybe somebody's going to take it over.
Sure.
Yeah.
That
well,
would be great.
Well, it's a problem there because they had all the construction in the road, and it was hard to get things
right.
Right.
And then the kitchen is also very small. So I think, you know, depending on what you want to do there, you have to take into account those limitations. But if you're actually looking for some authentic Greek food, there's a new place not too far from where we are right now, around 35th Street and North Federal Highway. It's called Kuzina, and it's excellent Greek food.
Kuzina?
Kuzina, K-O-U-Z-I-N-A. And this is a chef who is trained and came over from Greece.
You know who has good Greek food, too? Have you been to Sea Grill?
No, I haven't been there.
It's where, I think, Ruth's Chris used to be in the 167th Street in the Intracoastal Mall. And it's amazing Greek food.
Oh, really?
Sea Grill.
S-E-A.
S-E-A. Yeah. Right.
Okay, Greek
yeah,
food.
Now I have as much a fondness for Greek food as I do for Chinese, so we'll have to check it out.
All right. Our number's 800-743-9576. Let's go to line 7. Oscar, thanks for waiting. You're on the air. Oscar?
Hello. My name is Oscar. How are you doing?
Great. Do you have a restaurant for us?
Yes. I'm Tamarack. Car Reach Drive and Manav. It's this pizzeria place called Argenti, and it has the best pizza. I bring all my friends there. I've been bringing them for the last 7 years, and everybody loves it.
Your phone is breaking up a little, Oscar. Could you spell that for Linda?
Yes. Argenti is A-R-G-T-I-S.
I think you've left something out.
Yeah.
A-R-G-E-N-T-I-S, I think.
Like
Argentis.
A vowel.
Argentis, yes, are you saying? Argentis?
Yes, Argentis.
Argentis.
Tease. Okay, great. Thanks.
Have a good one. You guys are great.
Thank you. Okay, fine. Thank you. Let's go to line one. Is it Jorge in Miami?
Hi. Yes, it's Jorge. Thanks. How are you all doing today?
We're great. If you got a good restaurant, we'll be doing better.
I got all right. Well, I got two actually. One, I heard earlier there was a tweet about Aromas del Perú. It's very good, especially if you date Peruvians have like a Chinese type of fried rice chaufa. Delicious and great service. So if you want a very, you know, very nice, homey type of a feel, and they also sell really good jalea mixta. So if you want some seafood, you can definitely take advantage of that. And for a sweet tooth, for those that have a sweet tooth, there's a new place, a new cupcake place that's right there on Kendall Drive and 127th where the Regal Cinema is. And it's called Sweet Times. And their cupcakes are phenomenal. They have one there that's a banana chocolate chip. They're very small mini cupcakes. You can have it with. They do homemade coffees there and frappes. It's just a great thing to have either before or after checking out a really good movie. So.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right.
I love those mini cupcakes. You don't feel quite as guilty.
No, you can have a lot of them then.
Before we break, Bonnie has an email.
Yes, here. For our edification. The origin, this is from George, of the word marshmallow comes from a reader that formerly grew in the Nile Delta. The plant was known for medicinal purposes. I believe the French Arabic word is sha-malo. Because it was so popular for medicinal purposes, it was harvested to extinction.
So I'm vindicated.
And the current sugar confection we call a marshmallow was invented by a Parisian pharmacist as a substitute for the real thing. Another example of unsustainable agricultural practices.
Well,
harvested to extinction.
Yes. Well, I'm just thinking that the sugar and egg white thing is very medicinal. All right.
That depends on what you call your medicine.
Exactly. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants, and case you couldn't really figure that out from the marshmallows. Jen Koretnik is here. And you, our listeners, are helping us tell us about your mom and pop treasures. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurant scene. Giving us the latest restaurant news is Jen Koretnik. She's a restaurant critic, and she's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And also, Jan Norris is a restaurant critic from Palm Beach County, and she's the publisher of JanNorris.com, a website covering food in Florida. She sent us in her picks for that area. She's on jury duty today. And just one comment here, or notice, it's hard to believe it's August 1st, and it's the start of Miami Spice Months. And tonight, there's a special Iron Fork Miami Spice kickoff event. It's at the Arts Center for the Performing Arts. It promises to be an amazing event. It's sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Line and the Miami New Times. 45 restaurants are going to be offering tastes. There'll be performances from the musical Legally Blonde, and other music is going to be there. I think it's quite reasonable for 45 restaurants. It tastes at $35 general entry.
That's actually pretty good pricing.
It's pretty good price for tonight, but you have to buy that ticket before you get to the door. Or the VIP is $65. So
I hope that comes with champagne.
Probably.
Amen to that.
Well, you can go to ilovemiamispice.com, get some more information there. Or newtimesironfork.com. I'm not quite sure what that means. Newtimesironfork.com. Did you have an email for us?
We do. Bonnie? Great Kosher Steakhouse. This is Corinne. Great Kosher Steakhouse in Miami Beach, called Rare Steakhouse. It's on 41st Street in Pine Tree, located in Tower 41.
Yeah, kosher meat's very good. You have to cook it well, and you have to...
I was going to say, you can't have a cut that's quick cooking.
No.
It's got to be well cooked. Okay, so Rare Steakhouse on Miami Beach.
In Tower 41.
Tower 41, okay. Well, we have a lot of calls here, and if you want to join us, that's 800-743-9576. So we go to line 9. Hi, is it Rem in Homestead? Rem, you're Hi. On the air.
Hi, this is Rem from Homestead. And I want to tell you about Bangkok Cuisine. It's a family-owned restaurant that's been around for about... just before Hurricane Andrew.
Rem, I'm sorry, but your phone is breaking up. I'm not quite... Are you on a cell phone in the car?
Yeah.
Or at a bus stop? Or...
Well, I was at a traffic light.
Spell the name of the restaurant you were saying.
Bangkok Cuisine.
Oh, Bangkok Cuisine.
Right. It's in Thailand.
Yes.
And it's in Homestead?
It's a Thai restaurant in Homestead.
Okay.
It used to be in Naranjali, and they just moved to Homestead to a freestanding building. They have their own building now.
Okay. Well, we've got it done. Thank you so much for your call.
It's the best food you can have down in Homestead, in Thai food.
Okay. Oh, Thai food in Homestead. Know. Sounds good. Thank you.
We're used to hearing about Mexican food from Homestead.
Uh-huh. Well, shall we go to Robert in Miami?
That's 10.
Line 10. Yes. Hi,
I never
Robert.
Know where you're going.
Robert, yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm enjoying your show a lot. I am a local here in Miami, and I want to recommend Lotus Garden. It's located in Miracle Mile. I actually looked up the address. It's an old friend. He's got this really great restaurant for Thai food, and we go for anniversaries, birthdays. They treat everybody with a really warm atmosphere, and the food is great portions. The pricing is great, and the taste is... they introduced me, actually, to Thai food.
Okay, so another Thai restaurant, Lotus Garden. Thank you for your call.
Delicious. Okay, thank you.
We have several other calls to get to, so we'll
I don't go. Think we lack for Thai restaurants in Miami. We certainly have a lot of them, and most of them are very decent to really good. You know, it's
just the idea that you say the best Thai food in Homestead.
Well, right. You have to make that differentiation. We go up north to Oishi Thai, which is where I heard Chef B from Kong River House has gone back to. He's left 50 eggs. And
how,
that
how are you spelling that? That's a funny spelling. O-Y.
It's O-I-S-H-I.
Okay. All right, let's go to line 11. And it's Philip in Miami. Hi, Philip. You're on the air. Philip, you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, hi. I'd like to recommend the Bohemian Connection Grill for the Bohemian listeners and friends of the Bahamas. If you've ever visited the Bahamas and enjoyed the fresh-made Kung salad on the dock, the Bahamian Connection Grill, the best Kung fritters, ball fish, grouper with peas and rice. It's a mom-and-pop operation that's been around for two generations.
So where is it, Philip?
It's located north of the Windward Art District, 4400 Northwest 2nd Avenue. If you Google us, you'll get the story. But it's a family-owned operation, mom-and-pop, you can call it. But if you've ever been to the Bahamas and loved the native Bahamian food, it's the ideal place to go.
All right. Thank you, Philip.
Okay, we have to run.
Okay, that's great. We can go there for real fresh conch salad.
We really want to hear from customers, not owners.
Well, okay.
We have a question here, Linda.
Go ahead.
From Kathleen. Any suggestions in Miami or South for good German food?
German food, yes.
German?
There is a place, well, it's not South. It's on the 79th Street Causeway.
Schnitzel House.
Yeah. Thank you. You could see that I was struggling
for
that one.
I thought you were, yeah.
I love it there. I just, you know, it's so welcoming and warm, and their food is delicious. You know, it's obviously got great schnitzel.
And spätzle.
But, yeah, spätzle, and you know what I really like are the potato pancakes. Mm. So
right.
I think a lot of people always think about German food as being about all meat, but you can quite happily be a vegetarian there as well.
And they probably have good beer.
They have excellent beer. They really do.
Okay, let's go to line six. Mark in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Great.
I just wanted to let you know that South Fort Raw Bar on 17th Street Causeway and Cordova Road is actually on Cordova Road right off South 17th Street Causeway. Just got a new chef, and I've been friends with the owners, and actually one of my neighbors works there, too. But
What was the name of it again?
Southport
Raw Bar.
Oh, Southport. Okay.
Yeah, I've been there many times.
Yeah, well, they have a new chef, and they're running specials now for dinner that are, like, pretty extravagant stuff, considering, you know, it's basically a raw bar kind of atmosphere. But they've got some really cool stuff they're doing now. And,
all right. Okay.
Yeah, we used to go there for their meat and lobster.
Yeah, I called a few years ago and told you about Bravo on 17th Street also.
Bravo.
About their grilled calamari.
I remember that call.
Do you really,
Joe? No, he doesn't.
I've actually called you guys a couple times about that. I just want to know if you guys actually went there and tried it yet.
Rochelle might have, yeah. I don't know.
Bravo, where is it?
Right on 17th Street Causeway in the Quay Shopping Center, just east of where Cordova there on the north side of...
Thank you for your call. I wanted to get to some of the other calls. Thanks so much. Okay, so let's go to line one. Rachel in Coral Springs. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for hanging on that long.
Oh, no problem. I have actually one recommendation and one question. My recommendation for Chinese food is, I guess it's considered Lauder Hill, on 441, just north of Commercial Boulevard. It's a place called Hong Kong Barbecue. I've traveled a lot and been to China, and the Chinese food at Hong Kong Barbecue is like eating in Hong Kong. It is remarkably good, and it is a hole in the wall.
I'll see you there later.
Okay,
I'm on my way.
You have to give it a try. You had a question for us, Rachel?
I had a question about Filipino restaurants. There seems to be, like, nowhere you can get a good Filipino adobo or, you know, any great Filipino food in South Florida anywhere that I've found.
That's true. I've found that to be a lack as well.
Oh, no.
There used to be a couple in downtown, mostly that do a lunch service. But what I found most of all is that you need to make friends with Filipinos, and then you can have good Filipino food.
Maybe if someone knows one, they'll call in and let us know about
it. Sure.
It would be Philippine.
Yes.
Philippine restaurant. Okay. Well, sorry we couldn't answer all your question, Rachel, but maybe we'll get an answer. Thanks for
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. And let's go to line five. Hi, Charlie in Plantation. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Charlie.
Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah. Listen, love your show.
Great.
There's a really nice mom and pop cafe on Oakland, just west of Nob Hill, on the north side of the street, called Long Island Cafe. They serve really, you know, just general comfort food. Everything's always fresh and delicious.
Okay, nice to know about that. Thanks for your call.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
We have an Indian, this is from Howard, Royal India on Griffin Road in Dania. And he says they have a great selection of vegetarian dishes as well as non-vegetarian dishes.
I've also been hearing lately about another Indian place in Sunny Isles, in Sunny Isles Beach, called Copper Chimney. It's supposed to be a little pricey, but very good.
Well, it's hard to find good Indian food, so that's
really
nice
is.
To know about.
I mean, we definitely, as a city, have our personality, and then we also have the things that we lack, like any other city. So, you know, it's been hard to find Chinese, Indian, Filipino food.
So Copper Chimney, where is it again?
It's Sunny Isles.
Sunny Isles, right. Okay. Okay, let's go to, we have time for just one more.
Okay, we'll do another call, then break.
One more call, and let's go to line 4. Is it Lana? Lana in Miami Beach?
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
How are you? Sorry, I think my phone might be breaking up. I'm calling about Midtown Miami called Land. It's actually right on the street from the place you met, your Cucina.
What was it called? We broke up just as
you were saying
the name.
It's called Lanyap.
Oh, Lanyap. Yes.
Lanyap. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. A little something extra is what it means, I found out recently.
Right.
It is a New Orleans-inspired beer and wine bar, but they actually have a grill that's outside. So they grill mahi-mahi, steaks, and you pick your wine and you pick your beer, and they'll place everything for you and bring it outside. So you're actually sitting in a garden underneath lights. And, I mean, it's very low-key. It's patio furniture. It's really quaint, and it's a hidden gem that's in Midtown Miami.
Yeah, okay. It also has a lot of live music, really good performers if you're
interested.
It actually
has live music every
night. And
where is it,
Jen?
It's on 34th Second. It's hidden. I mean, you have to drive slow because you'll miss it. It's hidden behind an old building that looks like a bank, but you'll have to walk inside to see it. But they have live music every night, too, which is also hard to find, so that's a plus.
It's a former residence. It's a rebuilt
house. Oh, is that what that was? Okay, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your call.
I can always without the live music in restaurants. But.
Well, I'm not a fan of very loud live music, but I really like, it's usually one single performer, like a wonderful folk guitarist or something like that.
Okay. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik, and you are listeners. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, and giving us the latest restaurant news is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Jan Norris is a restaurant critic from Palm Beach County, and she's the publisher of jannorris.com, a website covering food in Florida. She sent us her picks.
In absentia.
Yes, because she's doing her duty. She's on jury duty today.
Good for her.
Her civic duty she's doing. So for those nights when you're not going out for dinner, I have a dinner in minutes for you. It's a very simple summer salad. It's perfect for this August evenings when we have this hot, hot weather. It's a beef and berry pasta salad. So, strawberries and blueberries, they're all at the peak of their season now. And a juicy steak with that salad makes it really a 15-minute meal. And, Joe, you can make it in 20.
Maybe 25.
Maybe. The berries at the height of the season. And they give a sweet touch to the dressing. And the way I make the dressing is very simple. I take mayonnaise. I add some Dijon mustard and some horseradish, which makes that nice with the steak. And you can make this an even faster meal if you'd like. Instead of steak, use some cooked chicken, some shrimp, some deli roast beef. Boil the pasta, and I use a shortcut pasta like fusilli, which is corkscrew one. Sauté the steak. About 3 minutes per side for a skirt steak. You mix the mayonnaise, the horseradish, mustard together. Drain the pasta. Put the mustard sauce on it, the mayonnaise sauce on it. Add the steak. Put it on some salad greens. Sprinkle the berries on top. Very simple, very easy. And that complete recipe and a photo is at dinnerinminutes.com. You can read my beef fajitas and corn salad recipe in today's Miami Herald. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred, you've been waiting to drink with us, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I want to talk today about a wonderful white wine that's not very well known, but it would go wonderfully with a lot of this good food we've been talking about today. And that is a wine called Viognier. It's spelled V-I-O-G-N-I-E-R. It's an opulent hedonistic wine with aromas of rose petals and honeysuckle and exotic flavors of apricots, peaches, vanilla, and a little bit of almond in the finish. Very nice wine. It's full-bodied and rich and very fruity, so it goes well with Miami's famous mango gang dishes that are filled with fruit and spice and that sort of thing. And it also goes well with grilled fish and chicken and sushi and even grilled zucchini, eggplant, and that sort of thing.
So could I have it with my berry salad?
I wouldn't have it with a steak, I don't think, but if you made that chicken version, that would be tremendous.
Okay, sounds good.
Fred, you know what I like to drink Viognier with? I'll give one guess. Chinese food.
Oh, Chinese, absolutely. Oh, get some of that zingy Sichuan Chinese food.
Absolutely.
And
you're
all set.
That spicy Asian stuff goes great with
it. Well, obviously you make that at home because you don't go out for it very often. Sorry, Fred, what else are we drinking?
Well, actually, Viognier has some problems, though. First, most people have never heard of it. Jen, I'm proud of you because you have.
Oh, thank you. I feel good about myself right
now. And even those who have heard about it don't know how to pronounce it. I wrote about it in the Herald a few years ago, and a friend read that and asked me, this Viognier, is it a wine? People are very confused. So to combat this, the American producers of Viognier adopted a slogan that is, just say Viognier. And they hope that'll help you remember how to pronounce it. Now, the best Viognier comes from around the Rhone Valley town of Condrieu. There it has an added mineral flavor that makes it even better because of the soil. But these are kind of pricey, and they're often $30 or even a lot more. So in California and Australia and Chile, you can often find it for under $20. A couple of examples, the Klein Vineyard Viognier from California's north coast is full-bodied with those rose petal aromas and white peach flavors, and it's $12. And Bonterra makes one that in Mendocino County that has flavors of vanilla, peaches, and cinnamon, and it's $16. So the next time you grill some chicken with spicy, fruity barbecue sauce, you can be the first person on your block, after Jen, I guess, to pour a Viognier with it. And then you can hold a seminar on how to pronounce it.
It sounds good to me. I'm going to go get a bottle. Thanks, Fred Tasker, wine columnist. Bonnie, you said you had an email.
Yes. Hugh says it's his second email in 20 minutes, but his second email in 25 years, longtime listener. He recommended Hot and Soul in Fort Lauderdale earlier. He says one of the owners is Filipino and has the adobe dish your caller asked about.
Wow, there you go.
So Hot and Soul in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Is adobe a Filipino dish?
It says adobe. Maybe
he didn't
adobo.
Mean adobo.
Adobo? Mm-hmm. Okay, adobo.
Yeah.
Okay. They just spelled it wrong.
International soul food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Living up to its reputation.
Well, they have soul food in every country, Jen.
Yes, they do.
Did you have another one?
Yes, we did. Recommending a German restaurant called Old Heidelberg off State Road 84, Marina Mile, east of I-95 in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, sure. That's been there forever.
Robert recommends mm-hmm. that for German food.
Little oompa-pa.
Yeah, and actually it looks like that, too.
So you wear your shorts there? The lederhosen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly.
All right. We have time for just one more call. Let's take line 6. Pat in Oakland Park. Hi, Pat. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad. It's a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. It's in a terrible location, but it's got the best food ever at good prices. It's named OAKI, Oaky Steakhouse, and it's at 4391 North Federal Highway. It doesn't have a lot of steak. It has Thai food and incredible tempura.
That's kind of funny.
I thought you said it was a steakhouse.
A steakhouse. It's an Asian steakhouse?
That's their name. They have a little bit of steak. It's like hibachi dip steak.
Oh, well, that sounds really good.
It's in the little shopping center that there's a Radio Shack. It's real. You don't see it, but it's the best. And I don't want it to go out of business because it's so good and so reasonable. and the people are really, really
okay. Well, thank you. We're almost out of time, Pat, but thank you for that. Bonnie, just quickly.
Okay, Robin is loving Kieses on North Ocean Drive in Fort Lauderdale by the sea. Vegetarian platters and Middle Eastern dishes. Kieses, KEESE'S.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Well, it's been,
we went through a lot of restaurants.
A lot
today.
Of restaurants, and it's been a great, great hour.
And you'll have that all those things on your website.
On the blog, on my website, later today.
Dinner
all the
and
restaurants.
Minutes.
Thank you.
.com.
She's going to tweet. She's going to
Dinner and Minutes.
She's
going to
Instagram. She's going to Tumblr. She's going to
it will
do
be
it all.
On my blog at dinnerandminutes.com. Thank you, Jen.
You know, I'm even getting texts from my former students telling me where to eat.
So all
right. We're all in this electronic thing together.
Okay, fun packed day. Jen, thank you so much. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Jan Norris covers Palm Beach County and is publisher of jannorris.com. And it's a website covering food and Florida. And Fred Tasker, wine columnist. Great advice as always, Fred.
Always a pleasure.
Joe Cooper and Bonnie Berman, great talking with you.
Thank
fun
you.
Today.
A lot
yes,
of fun.
A lot of fun. Next week, we'll be talking with Bill Talbot from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau and restaurateur Stephen Haas about Miami Spice Month that start today. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And we hope you enjoyed today's roundabout. Apologies to those callers we couldn't get on the air. Topical Currents is produced by Richard Ives, who was very busy on the phones. Technical direction from Caroline Brader. Watts Paul Leary is online producer. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. And Bonnie and I return Monday. We have free audio archives and downloads at our website, WLRN.org. More information as well at the Topical Currents Facebook page, including author and book links and discussion. Calendar, August 1st. August is Foot Care Month, Catfish Month, and Romance Awareness Month. And on this day, 1907, 106 years ago, San Francisco Bank of Italy opens. From humble means, it becomes the Bank of America. And on this day in 1942, 71 years ago, the birth of Grateful Dead singer and guitarist Jerry Garcia in San Francisco. Not Cherry Garcia. And one more while we ponder climbing that tower. On this day in 1906, 47 years ago, Lake Worth, Florida-born ex-Marine Charles Whitman ascends the Texas Tower in Austin with an arsenal of guns. In 90 minutes, he killed 17 and wounds dozens. So we leave with words from Jerry Garcia. His first band was Mother McCree's Uptown Jug Champions, which then evolved into the Warlocks. Quote from Jerry Garcia, "For me, the lame part of the 60s was the political part, the social part. The real part was the spiritual." Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Next, get the latest on Here and Now from NPR News.